USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is honoring military vets on Veterans Day. He placed a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery. The Tomb of the Unknown Soldier Plaza was reopened to the public this week after being closed during the COVID pandemic. The murder trial of Kyle Rittenhouse resumes Thursday. He faces homicide charges for the deaths of two rioters he shot during the looting in Kenosha, Wisconsin last year, following the police shooting of an armed Jacob Blake. Judge Bruce Schroeder addresses a report from the defense regarding contact between a juror and another person.
We've gotten inundated, as you would expect with a case with this degree of publicity, and all kinds of wild things are said, and as long as you folks are aware of them and can deal with it, or ask me to deal with it to the extent that I'm able, we'll do it.
USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
The price of everyday food items is continuing to rise.
Amid inflation fears and higher gasoline prices already, now Americans are being told to expect meat prices to climb. CNN's reporting that Tyson Foods, Conagra, and Kraft Heinz have all notified retail customers their frozen and refrigerated meat prices are likely to be increased soon. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A woman who refused to wear a mask and threatened crew members and shoved one of them could be facing a $24,000 fine from the Federal Aviation Administration. She was a passenger on a flight from Detroit to Salt Lake City on December 27th last year. She was one of the 10 unruly passengers fined on Wednesday. The FAA says there have been more than 100 reports of physical assaults by passengers since the start of the year. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Boston Celtics star Inez Kantor says he felt encouraged to speak out against China after the NBA supported players in fighting other injustices and human rights. Kantor, using his social media platforms to call out and bring awareness to China's treatment of the Uyghur community, Tibet, Taiwan, and Hong Kong. His comments and posts have caused a backlash in China, with the Celtics games being pulled by Chinese video streaming sites and the government criticizing the 29-year-old's comments. Kantor also calling out other athletes and celebrities on CNN.
There is so many athletes, so many actors, so many singers, and so many people who has a platform are speaking out many of the issues out there in the world. But when it comes to China, when it comes to, you know, China's Communist Party, they're scared because they care too much about money, they care too much about business, and they care too much about endorsement deals. You know, to me, the human rights and, you know, saving people's lives, it comes first. So that's why I wanted to do this project.
Chris Stapleton is celebrating 6 big wins following the 2021 CMA Awards. He picked up prizes for honors including Male Vocalist of the Year and Single of the Year for Starting Over. He also won trophies as a producer for Single of the Year and Album of the Year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.